No, 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 no. You keep your coat on, because if we really haul rubber right now, we can get downtown. We can go to the grocery store, the hardware store, and look, I've picked up enough coupons to buy a small Learjet. Now, come on.
I just got home from work. I don't want to run out the door again. Come on, there's got to be something in this house we can eat.
Oh, we just have that cheese that the president sent us. Murph, Murph, come on, son, move it, let's go.
I'm moving. My clothes are standing still.
Sweetheart, I know you're in there somewhere.
Oh, neat. Hey, listen, Mommy, can you get someplace where there's air conditioning?
Give me a minute to catch my breath, Mark. I just walked in the door.
Oh, no, poor little pooped out pooter. Don't worry. Now, come on, you just sit down here and we'll make you feel so much better. Mm-hmm.
Now we feel better, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Good. Now let's haul tush. Come on, let's go.
Every time I come home, I've got to turn around and run out the door again. There's got to be some way you can handle these errands during the day.
Oh, Min, it's not that easy, honey. It is.
Come on, you guys. Are you going to go or aren't you?
No.
Yes. Are you or aren't you? I want to tell you something, both. I'm beginning to sweat as much as Orson Welles chasing a frisbee.
But I forgot about you in there. Here, let me help you. Well, Daddy sure kept
I don't believe it. I feel, Mommy, like some kind of huge artichoke, and it's just you're de-leafing me.
Or de-griefing me.
Again,
you know, it would be a lot easier for all of us if you would learn how to drive.
And you want me to drive some primitive earth vehicle financed by the government? Come on now. It'd be like asking the great Pele to play soccer with a BB.
Look at it this way. What if something happened to Murph during the day, like a real emergency? What would you do?
Well, I do what I always do. Fall apart.
Wouldn't it be a lot simpler if you learned how to drive a car? I mean, really, Murph, it's a snap. In fact, in some parts of the country, you can get your license at 14.
Well, probably the same parts of the country where they marry at 8.
Listen, you two, I want to tell you something. Gently, I've had it right up to, say, here. Okay? I'm going into the bedroom. If I'm not called for dinner within an hour, remember this. I can get awfully cranky. Think about it.
Your way. But I'll tell you, I think it's a shame. If you had your license, just think you could drive those 6 long miles to the arcade and play Pac-Man. Oh, if you want to stand on the curb sniffing at life's exhaust, your prerogative.
The 13 Days of Halloween on Fun.
As I live and breathe, Todd Norman Taylor.
E&T. That's my initials and my lifestyle. A mega ton of fun and a pretty fair limbo dancer. Hey, where's my hug? We're a couple of today guys, aren't we, huh? No macho hang-up.
How I missed you.
Boy, I wish we could carry something shallow right now, but my driving instructor's on the way over any minute.
Oh, yeah? Well, time's up.
Oh, huzzah, huzzah, boom, bah! Well, for sure, Teddly Darly. Wait a minute, I got to show you something. I've already picked out my bumper sticker. Look at this.
Aliens make better lovers.
And look at this one here. It says, porn if you're a honky.
It's real trendy, Mark, real cute. But if you're going to be king of the road, you're going to have to get serious about this. A lot of things you're going to have to learn. For example, you know where to stash your banaka? You don't know how to drive with your wrist? More important, you know how to look cool when a lit cigarette falls between your legs?
Teach me, oh girl, the girlship, my motor mentor.
Numero uno. No matter how treacherous the road conditions, always, always,
stop for female hitchhikers.
I'm sorry, but I'm married.
Married?
Ugh.
The ultimate social disease. Sorry, I didn't know.
That's all right. You still have a year to pick out a wedding gift.
Questione.
If you're not out cruising for skirts, why do you want to learn how to drive? If cars didn't turn on women, you wouldn't catch me in one of those death traps
for all the musk oil in Cleveland.
Death trap?
As in...
death trap?
Oh, man, no. Come on. If it's that bad, why are you a driving instructor?
Teenage girls with learner's permit.
Got the boss jacket for free. Come on now, you got to be kidding there. Yeah, it's not really that bad. It's not dangerous.
Dangerous? Marco, it's Slaughter Alley out there. Don't you ever watch Chips? How'd you like to get rolled by 3 tons of cold, hard steel, huh?
Oh, you're right. I just have to drive like a senior citizen looking for an address. Go by me, go by me.
Well, that's real good, except then you'll be a real easy target. People are out looking for blood. But hey, take the Zen view. You can only have one fatal accident.
You don't come back from the dead man's curse. Oh, man. It was a real nightmare. I mean, it was worse than that dream I had where I was trapped in the elevator with the 3 seminary students and the animal therapist who kept saying, let the hamster have his space.
Relax. You're just having a bad dream. Everybody does. Just try to shake it off and think of something pleasant. Go back to sleep. You want to be fresh for your test tomorrow.
Man, I'm not taking that test tomorrow. No, this dream was a sign. It was a warning from beyond, man. I mean, I don't want to end up as a subject of some pop maudlin hit. We knew him well, but he's a windshield dust now.
Are you subtly trying to tell me you're not going to take your driving test tomorrow?
No, man. I'm just trying to tell you that I'm never going to get in the car again.
Hi, hon.
You sleep well.
Why don't you just describe your dream to me, and maybe I can help you analyze it, and then you'll see there's nothing to be worried about.
Yeah. All right. All right, I'll try. You see now. Take a moment to get into this. Okay. I remember now, man. I was on this road. Very, 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 very thick fog. I try to run, but I can't. I try to scream, but I can't. I try to rumble. I win second prize.
What does this have to do with driving?
What are you, a dream critic? Come on, honey. And then it happened. I felt this icy cold hand touch me here. And it sent a chill down my spine.
And it was him.
It was Satan.
The devil Beelzebub.
Oh, man. I mean, it had to be him. I mean, how many men do you know that have little hooves? Oh, and his eyes, man. I remember his eyes. They were like a combination of Ming the Merciless and Nancy Reagan. And then he looked at me. A long, bony finger pointed and said, you're next. And then the next thing I remember, there I was, seat belted into a hearse, and there's no one driving, and the hearse is going down a long hill towards the tunnel, and I'm careening, going, no, and the next thing you know, I'm in a beauty parlor having a Lex Follis.
Calm down. I mean, I think that under the circumstances, what you're experiencing is perfectly normal.
You mean everybody has dreams like that?
Well, no.
Yeah, sort of. But everybody is afraid of taking their driver's test. I know I sure was. I was so scared. But I took it, and I passed, and I was so excited. As a matter of fact, I remember the day I passed my test, my dad gave me the car. And I went and picked up my girlfriend, Bertie and Millette and Susie. And we went to the record store and bought the new Herman's Hermits album. Remember that? Anyway, so then we went to the NW to celebrate. And I had a root beer. No, Millette had the root beer, I had a cherry coke. Okay, and we were trying to impress these guys in the other car. See, I was holding my cherry coke like this, and I poured it all down the front of me. We tried to get napkins from the guy, but he didn't have any.
Min-Min?
Yes?
I'll make you a deal. I'll take my driving test if you don't finish that story.
Okay, it's a deal. Just like you did that time we went to the grocery store. I was trying to make spaghetti, remember that? And we were buying all the... No, I was making meatloaf. Anyway, I was buying the tomato sauce and the onions and... Well, other people like my story. Parade, but that was just the eye test.
You mean there's more? Never fear, TNT is here, guiding you from gear to gear. Hey, crazy lady.
Hi.
Brought you a wedding present.
You did. Oh, you didn't have to do that.
Try to buy that in a store. It's returnable.
Have you met our son, Sonny? Named Sonny.
Sonny! Sorry to hear about you and Cher. Whoa, I'm hot today.
So you're TNT. Take these. Here we go. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. Nothing stands between me and my personalized license plate. How do you like this one? R-R-R. Get it? R-R-R. 412. Oh, that'd be...
Days of Halloween. Oh, again.
Garbage bags.
bear to the right.
Isn't that bad for the tires?
Only two of them.
That on your driver's test, Mummy?
No.
You try to avoid those parked cars.
Parked cars?
Huh?
There are no parked cars in my dream. Just
please, Lord, get me out of this, and I'll donate all my change to parents without partners.
Another right turn, please.
Say it.
Satisfied with your work on the test course, I think it's time for the highway section of the test.
Eddie, Mr. Anybody, Mitty.
Now I know how Ed Sullivan felt.
Kiss me goodnight, Eddie.
Listen, Daddy, I was just thinking, maybe I could fix you a nice big hot cup of cocoa, marshmallow in it, and maybe a goldfish sandwich. I know, no mustard.
Isn't that sweet of him, Min? Unlike you, who tried to send me to my doom.
He's turning on us.
Sweetie, why don't you go up to your room so Dad and I can have a talk?
Okay, okay. I tell you what. I think you should maybe rub him on the tummy. That's what I always do with Teddy.
Hmm?
Only thing with Teddy, when I rub him and keep rubbing, he never closes his eyes.
Oh, come on, Mark. Don't be so depressed. So you'll take the test another time.
Well, if I don't take it again, Murph will think I'm a quitter.
Yeah, you might.
He'll think I'm a coward.
Maybe.
He'll lose all respect for me.
Possibly.
I can live with that.
Well, so you failed your driving test. It's not the end of the world.
Oh, easy for you to say, Min.
Mm-hmm.
I've never failed before. Now I'm an inferior, superior being. Oh, Min. I mean, even Richard Dawson wouldn't kiss me now.
Sit down.
Oh.
Ah. I might not have been able to help you learn how to drive, but there is one thing I do know about, and that's failure. See, there was this time...
Min, are you going to tell that spelling bee story again?
Well, I was. All right, the simple truth is, Mark, I mean, everybody fails sometimes.
Even Buddy Ebsen?
Yeah, sure, probably. I mean, nobody's perfect. I mean, sometimes you succeed and sometimes you don't. That's what makes you human.
Well, I'm not a human, Min.
All right. What I'm trying to say is just because you fail doesn't make you a failure.
Yeah, but it still hurts.
I know it does, sweetheart. And the only way to prevent that hurt is to go back in there and try again. Put everything behind you and stay positive. I know you can pass that test, so go in there and try it. You can do it. I know you can.
Yeah, I can. Hey, you know what? I think I can. No, I really can. Yeah, I can. I'm going to do it. I really am. But just in case, I'm going to dress up as an old lady so they'll give me a break.
That doesn't work, I know.
Do me a favor. If we go someplace formal tonight, will you paint a tie on here?